News from Oroville, January 9th, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. The weather today in Oroville presents temperatures between 23 and 27 degrees, winds out of the northeast around 15 kilometers per hour, blue sky, scattered clouds, not much chance of rain today. Here's Nikolai speaking on the Crownways, offering proposal for his viewpoint and ideas on how to proceed.
What is going on in the youth center? Well, some weeks back, as we were preparing for the Christmas fair, trees started to come down in that area, in the vicinity of that area. As you can imagine, when you're working in a place and you're starting to hear the trees come down, you're very concerned to what is happening and why. We try to find out some information, and this becomes quite difficult. Suddenly people are unavailable or too busy to speak to you. Over a period of a couple of weeks, we've been involved in kind of what you might say negotiations to try and get some sort of delay on the tree cutting. It's been important that we didn't want to be seen as blocking the development, because we're very much for the new momentum towards building a township or a city. But we wanted to be guided and done in the right kind of way, which would be for benefit for everybody. We called the first what we called the Crown Table, and this is an attempt to get more people involved in the process so we can transform what may just be very simply a road into something much more beneficial. The outcome of the meeting was to try and get some sort of statement in the news and notes or in the media saying that tree cutting will be delayed until we see some plans or drawings, or until actually the construction is really imminent, until we actually see something implemented. So in the meantime, we've come up with four proposals, because we wanted to sort of add a positive energy to this and not just a kind of looking like we're standing back and trying to say no.
Today, what is going on around the youth center? There are some cutting going on?
At the moment, no. What's happened is the larger trees have all been cut, but at the moment they've been work trees only. There has been some sort of delay to give us an opportunity to meet with to get community involvement, basically. So we have a little bit of breathing space. We managed to get that much, but the cutting could start any time.
Regarding the Crown Table, whatever authority that is asked, what is your intention? The answer is to first construct a road, activate it, and only then deal with the consequences of this action. Once a road is constructed and open to traffic, it is extremely difficult to introduce alternative proposals. The initiators of the Crown Table gatherings have thought of proposals for a harmonious Crown development. Development to be step by step, with focused areas for development so that residents of Oroville can see, feel, and live with the new development. Access to the focused areas on the Crown to be only for construction vehicles, pedestrians, and cyclists. A central arts installation barrier to be placed within the focused area to stop through traffic. All other traffic to remain on the original existing roads. Trees for the Crown development to be cut down only a few weeks or months prior to any implementation within the focused area. The profits from any trees that are cut and sold to go towards a tree replanting fund. As many trees as possible to be left and integrated into the design of the Crown. A small public square or plaza to be created for the occasion of Oroville's 40th birthday and constructed by participating Orovillians, newcomers, and guests at the Solar Kitchen, Kailash Junction, with appropriate outdoor seating and a tree planted at the center. Feedback on these proposals, most welcome. Email Nikolai, that's Nikolai, at oroville.org.in, or post feedback on AVNet. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website oroville.org, and thanks for listening.